This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden's in Brussels for the U.S.-European Union summit ahead of his meeting tomorrow with Russia's Vladimir Putin. And there's news, says our Julie Walker.
White House officials think they can build goodwill with Europe ahead of that Putin meeting. To that end, they've announced the creation of a joint U.S.-EU Trade and Technology Council. The Transatlantic Council will work on coordinating standards for artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and biotechnologies, as well as coordinating efforts on bolstering supply chain resilience. The White House also said the two sides will discuss efforts to stem climate change and the launching of an expert group to determine how best to reopen travel safely as the coronavirus pandemic ebbs.
The first state to lock down against the coronavirus is opening up. California is lifting most of its COVID-19 restrictions starting today. Here's our Ed Donahue.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the state reached this point because of the work of Californians.
No more physical distancing requirements, no more caps on occupancy, moving beyond the blueprint, aligning with the CDC on masks mandates.
But the governor points out the virus is still out there.
We're not done.
To get more people vaccinated, the state is offering dream vacations and cash prizes.
The heat across the West is record shattering and dangerous, says the Weather Service. It's going to be 105 degrees today in Salt Lake City, Utah, 117 in Phoenix. China says it's detected no unusual radiation outside that nuclear power plant near Hong Kong following a news report of a leak. Nuclear experts say it appears gas might be leaking from fuel rods inside the reactor in the plant. CNN says U.S. officials do not think there's a severe safety threat. This is AP News. A U.S. intelligence report warns of the potential for more violence by QAnon followers. Here's our Mike Gracia.
A new report compiled by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security warns some adherents of the QAnon conspiracy theory could target Democrats or other political opponents for more violence. The report was released Monday by Senator Martin Heinrich, a Democrat representing New Mexico. The report warns some QAnon adherents could come to believe they have an obligation to engage in real-world violence. While he was in office, President Donald Trump praised QAnon followers as people that love our country. According to an Associated Press review of court records, at least 20 QAnon followers are among those charged with federal crimes related to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Dow dropped 85 points yesterday. The S&P was up 7. The Nasdaq was up 104. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.